Nice. You're not on the Ocho.
Imagine watching this live.
This is JD's podcast. JD's Rubber Boots podcast. We gonna sit and relax and tell you all sorts of stories. Talk about life and little sports. You know we're gonna play some games. And if nothing else, you know we're gonna have a laugh.
Is the Starbucks cookie your new podcast thing?
Yes.
This is like week three in running.
Yes.
What happened to New comfort food Jack Masters?
New Jack Masters. You can't peak early for New Jack Masters.
We're like a month and a half away.
February. I'm like March. Then I start locking in.
You know why I brought up New Jack Masters?
Why?
To segue to our new guest, because that's what a professional host
that's
does.
True. You are better.
Wow. With us, ladies and gentlemen, making his... Yes. It's not a season premiere?
2020 debut.
2020 debut. Bump.
Hello.
Mr. Noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
That'll be on.
What are you in for?
CFL free agency frenzy.
So you don't do it like Trade Center where you're not on for 10 hours.
We are online all day.
Is that the Farhan Lalji show or the Rod Smith show?
We have Matthew Schinetti.
Ooh.
And we have Jaden Naylor, Davis Sanchez, and Farhan Lalji live from Vancouver.
Does Schinetti have his photographer with him that walks around and he takes the pictures in the shades and he posts them on his thing? Yeah. Is that who it is?
I think
the CFL photographer?
Yeah.
Because every week Schinetti posts about five slick
only five
photographer shots of him walking down the sideline.
I wish anybody had that wants many to see that. Of me that it looked
He's good. A good looking guy. I appreciate it. So that's it. The Joanie, who's the CFL photographer, she just takes shots of him and he downs
it to him. Maybe I'll see if she can take pics of me at Grey Cup.
Yep.
I haven't had any good Schinetti dreams in a while.
Whoa! Don't scrape my Converse.
I haven't had any dream. Did you have a dream last week, Stoff, that we never got to?
I had a dream of Schinetti.
Did you?
I had a dream. I had an awesome dream.
Did you hear that, Stoff?
Is that what you're bringing?
People in the park.
Okay. Jimmy, can you leave now? Go do an update.
What's he talking about?
Jimmy asked if you had a dream last week, Stoff.
No, I didn't. I remember someone else said
I did. I was me. I had a dream.
Oh, you?
Nurse Bon Home was your dream.
Okay, Lester.
It was weird.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I mean... No, sorry. He was asking the question. I don't know.
Well, no, but I cared because it was Stoff.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You wanted Stoff. Didn't you get that? I got that. And
well, all I will
once.
Say, just very quickly, all I will say is somehow... Tesla was working for Jay and Dan.
Oh, it was Nurse Bon Homie was in the
dream. Yeah, so she was working for Jay and Dan, and we were walking around. It was this building, and she was emptying garbage and stuff. It was crazy. And the whole time I was like, Tesla, what are you doing? And she's like, no, I just got to do this. I lost a bet or something. It was weird.
Do you have dog tags on?
Dog tags?
Were you a nom?
No, I was not. No, this is required.
That's good.
He's got it's cool,
it's
actually. It's a chain.
It's a chain, but
it's got a dog tag thing.
It's got almost a mini dog tag, but it's got the...
Is it a clock?
It's got a cross on it and on
I don't
the
find
side.
It mini.
It's Flavor Flav's clock. Really small.
Yeah, boy!
Because how would you actually tell the time? It looks like it's got clock hands
on it. It's a cross, actually. Mm. Your eyes are brutal. Man. Yeah,
you really can't see this.
It's all that light.
I would correct you, but I also can't see.
Welcome to the Rubber Boots Podcast. I wanted to get into something right away.
Why aren't we playing the one...
You are a guest, first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like the version where you say... The host, Jimmy, Jamie, or James. I like that.
The host, Jimmy, Jamie, or James. Yeah. Was that the new one this year?
I think that's
year three, actually.
Right. Season three.
Somebody had asked on the...
Can we go back to that?
On the social media if they could go back to the... what happened to the season four theme.
Okay, well, we can do that.
So...
Actually, only Stoff can do that.
Wow. I can't believe... Listen, I'm on the pod. I don't interrupt that much.
Tell me I'm wrong, Stoff.
Everything Bump has said is facts.
That's true. He is correct.
I like to get personal on the pod. You guys know that. I feel like I can share it with our listeners.
Yeah.
Seven of them. And
small, eclectic group.
So I was sick a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
When I came back from Africa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Brooksy, she left the matrimonial bed.
Oh.
Yeah. She
really?
Went to, so we have, yeah, she went to the other bed just because I was sick.
Right.
She wanted no part of that.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I do that all the time.
So... The other bed is a new bed. It was bought for my son a couple years ago. Now he's off at university. So she's technically in my son's room, although it's kind of a guest room now. You know?
Right.
And she likes the bed.
Uh-oh.
So when I got healthy, Rooksy wasn't sure about coming back to the bed.
So how long have you been healthy?
maybe a week or so. So now there's no problems in the relationship. So I went to visit her one night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She came to visit me the next night.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice.
Last two nights, back apart. has this been about 2 weeks now? Is this going into permanent separation status? And is that okay?
So you're like Fred and Wilma.
Yeah, did they sleep in different beds?
Yeah,
different beds. Yeah.
Right.
Those were made out of rock.
It seems
too.
Though that true, seems, that seems to be a trend for a lot of couples now.
I've heard it happening a lot.
Because Tanya and I have had a little bit of that too.
You've dealt with.
When she gets sick or I get sick, right. I'll go to the construction room, we call it. It's a guest bedroom.
Stop the hammering.
And then I'm usually
construction.
I don't know why we call it
that. Is that a sexual term?
I don't know why.
Write a song about that.
But that's what it's called. And I've been lingering in the construction room because I like a fan on, even right. when it's this
well.
Winter.
Look at there's things,
there's different sleeping patterns and stuff.
Are you a snuggler when
no.
you sleep with your?
I'm a heavy sleeper and I can snore sometimes.
Yeah,
and Tanya's a very light sleeper.
In the early years of a relationship, you want a spoon, you want to snuggle. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, when it's cold, that'll still happen. I think that's why Brooksy crept back in on the weekend. It was kind of a cold night.
Yes.
Do you not have heat in your house?
Looking for your body,
really
heat.
For some reason.
Heat
and but. There's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. If it gives you a better night's sleep, if you're not in a, you know,
as
if one of the partners
snores.
As long as you're
still finding time to have a sexual relationship.
Right.
Which is very
with
important.
You. But maybe it'll keep it fresher. Like when I was, when I crept over to her room the other night, it felt kind of like high school.
Yeah.
You know, you I was did. Sneaking in.
Yeah, like it's sort of like if you actually do go there, then it should be lovemaking time.
Oh, so you can't go there just to have a normal sleep.
No, now it's just...
That's what you did?
I want a boom, boom in the construction room all night, baby.
Pretty good.
That's better than my song I sang earlier.
What was your song?
Say You, Say Me.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, that was a Lionel Richie.
Say It For Always.
Yeah, we got it.
It's on.
Okay. Good.
Can you go now?
Okay, see you later, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Anyway, Christoph, you and Nicole?
Christoph.
You and Nicole? Any
same bud.
Same bed?
Yeah, same bed.
Would you be open to separating beds?
Not particularly.
Do you guys have a similar sleeping style, though? Like, are you both light sleepers or both heavy sleepers? Or both?
She's a light sleeper. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper.
Yeah. If I may ask, what size bed do you have at your home, Stuff?
It's a king size.
That's it.
See, I only have a queen.
Well, you gotta have a king.
King size was the best investment you can make.
Yes, yes, yes.
King is necessary.
Gotta have a king.
Brooksy has the queen, and we have the king in our room. So it feels a little confined in there, you know?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Now, where does Jared sleep when he comes home?
Who cares?
Well, that's going to be a problem for him.
He sleeps in the other wing.
Oh, he's got an old. So he's got a different bedroom.
He's
the loft.
Got his own wing.
The loft above the garage.
That's pretty
nice.
Yeah, the west wing. West wing of the household.
Is Martin Sheen there?
Now have the kids.
Seriously.
Have the kids.
You haven't been on all year, and your jokes have not gotten any better.
Is Gracie aware of
is
what's
that a
happening?
A joke.
Yeah, Gracie thinks it's funny.
Okay, so she's not concerned.
She just says every day she's not coming back, Dad.
I would imagine that it would be
that's
nice.
Awesome.
It'd be nice for you guys to be able to stretch out. Even in case if you're not sick one day, maybe say one night, hey, listen, you know what? I want to stay up for a little bit, and then I'm going to go in the other room and just stretch out.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to reunite. But then I think it's going to be, every couple of weeks when one of us needs a good night's sleep, it'll be a little... Trial evening separation.
I'm back now.
Notice.
Mm-hmm. We're okay with it, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of, like, our grandparents.
His name said, reunite.
What are you talking about?
You did a podcast going on right now?
Is this the bump
and
run podcast?
Lester and I noticed you did a hip gyration when you said reunite.
Yes.
In your seat.
Like a that?
Yes,
No. Yeah. It was a little
like
more.
A
no.
Shimmy?
It was a.
Edit point.
You're having a second conversation during the podcast, and you're referring to something that none of the listeners can see.
Yeah. I referenced it by saying, if you could see this.
Oh.
Can we get that? Can we roll that back?
We do have.
We don't do that on the podcast.
Oh. We have video.
We might do a full restart here.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Have this guy on every week because it's job security for me. I know.
Yeah, you know that
people are.
You won't be the first to be fired.
People are.
I don't know. Bump can sing.
Thank you. That's true.
Let's get to the week that was.
Let's discuss the week that was with James Dunning and the Rubber Boots Podcast Crew.
Since you're going to start talking anyway, do you want to tell us about your week, Bump?
Yeah, CFL free agency.
Thanks. Okay, let's move on. Lester? And I love the CFL, by the way. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Nick Arbuckle.
Oh, you know
bring
what?
The Red Blacks back.
I do have.
That wasn't a free agency.
Yes, I went to a Raptor game with my middle girl, Aubrey.
Oh,
she went
I saw
to
your
first
post.
Raptor
I
game,
did.
And she got
Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam's headband. He threw it to her.
That's awesome.
Did he throw it to her? Did he fling it?
No, he threw it to her. So
was
we
she
were
wearing a jersey?
Yes, she was wearing a jersey. Yeah,
you had good seats then, Abel. Yeah.
Well, no, we kind of snuck down.
Oh,
before the game, they were doing their warm up. Snuck down, and we were in an area right before they go into the locker room. And I said to her, I said, go right there. They're not going to kick you out. You're a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, just wave to him. That's all you want.
How old's Aubrey?
She's 11.
So was she thrilled to get the sweatband?
She was.
Was
she,
it sweaty?
It was sweaty.
Did she
was sweat, Dad? I go, well, he's sweaty.
Yeah.
She started to like basketball.
Is she,
a lot.
She's
does
a she huge
play? Raptor fan, yes.
That's awesome.
She just started playing.
Awesome.
Am I the only one who thinks about this when you're watching a sporting event, basketball, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, football, when after the game, they go hug somebody,
yeah.
like in the crowd, and the person's like wearing a nice outfit or a uh-huh. suit, and you're like, I don't want to get hugged by that guy. I'm going to have sweat all over me.
Yeah.
But if they're a famous athlete, you don't care.
Really, though?
Yeah.
But somebody like Drake, who cares about his fashion, and he's there, and he's probably going to the
but
clubs
he does
after.
Like the kind of the shoulder thing.
Yeah. And he has his lint roller with him, too.
He probably has a guy with a change of clothes standing with a bag anyway.
I just wouldn't want to get hugged by a really sweaty guy.
No.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just a point.
He wears
the
heavy coats, too. Heavy coats.
I never asked, did you get any... I mean, I know you were with the NBA championship. You were doing court stuff. Did
right.
you ever get drenched in the dressing room at all? With
no,
any champagne?
No. The champagne was all in the room.
Did it bother you that you didn't get any champagne?
No, not at all. I don't want any part of that thing. I did got some sweat on me. Like, Freddie Van Vliet came to our set.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and mind you, it's probably 20 minutes after they won since then. He was a little sweaty, but hey, I didn't mind. The championship's a whole different story, right?
For sure. Yeah.
I'm just talking about your average game.
Yeah.
You know? Anybody
when you beat the
sweaty.
Knicks 107-92,
yeah, exactly.
You don't need somebody coming over and sweating all over you.
Exactly. When they beat the Knicks, they're not that sweaty.
A big
they've been sitting point. Watching the fourth quarter.
Big weekend. I don't get out much anymore. Went to the motion ball for Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It's a big fancy ball. This is how bad Brooksy and I are. So have you ever been to the Liberty Grand?
Yes.
So I'm not familiar with the place. So I walk in,
mm-hmm.
and you can kind of turn left or right. So we turn right, and we go into it's a big party hall, and there's 8 people there. So there's always like booths. It's kind of like a nightclub, and there's a DJ playing. And there's 8 people there. And it's
what time
know,
did you get there?
I'm going to say 10:15.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so late. I go to the bartender, I'm like, what's going on? She goes, yeah, I don't know. It's really quiet. So we stood there for, I'm talking, a half an hour, sipping on our drinks, going, wow, this is a disaster. So I say, I go to the washroom, go out, turn left. There's another half. Like 5,000 people. So I don't know why everyone was.
I think you were in the club.
Because it was in a live band on one side.
Yeah.
And like a club on the other side. Yeah. Now, by the time we left, we ventured back into the club and the club was packed again.
It would have been popping.
Because it was like midnight, but I felt like a little bit of a loser.
Did you see my girl, Tessa Virtue?
I did not see your girl.
She
Tessa.
Was there.
Was she?
Yeah.
I hung out with Jay Hedge, Jennifer Hedger, her husband, Sean.
Nice.
Lovely couple. Jerry D was up there. For a while. Yeah, it was good time.
Were you there in any official capacity?
Or Jesse? Jesse from Bar Down.
Oh, Jesse
our man
Bar
Jesse,
Down,
he was there.
Oh, nice.
No, we were just having cocktails.
Oh,
having
so it was just a party.
Yeah, just a hang.
You didn't have to, like,
fun.
Host anything or
supporting,
give any awards.
Supporting the folks.
You're
Special
the stuff?
Olympics. And then we went to a house party on Saturday night.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah, and there was, by the way, Brooksy was a little drinky-drinky
oh,
on the Friday.
Feeling sexy.
Sexy!
And then the Saturday night, I thought, okay, she's not, you know, not going to go 2 nights in a row. So it's a little house party. I'm going to guess 20 people there.
Yeah. This is in your neighborhood?
Yeah, my neighborhood.
Nice.
Somebody celebrating a landmark birthday. And I hadn't seen the people in a while, a lot of old hockey parents and stuff, so it was great reacquainting. And then they started doing tequila shots.
Oh, I like it.
And I had to go home for a second. There was a little mini emergency with the dog at home, so I went home for like 10 minutes and came back. And Brooksy had like about 7 tequila shots empty in front of her.
Oh, God.
And the party had become Brooksy.
Brooksy, yeah.
Oh.
Now, the teenagers, they have teenager kids around the same age as mine, were okay. having a party downstairs. Like yeah. maybe 10 teenagers.
Yeah.
And
Brooksy
got invited to the teenager party because the teenagers wow. were like, you're fun.
Yeah.
And you look young. You yeah. shouldn't be up here with these folks. And
exactly.
she's like,
Brooksy loved that.
He's like, Jammer, I'm going down to the teenager party. And then I was like a dad. I had to go down and say, Brooksy, we have to go now. One more song.
That's awesome.
That's the life I deal with.
Yeah, that's good.
Anything else this week? Oh,
what bed did you sleep in that night?
I'm not going to say. I like to keep some stuff personal with the family.
You actually said earlier in the pod, can we roll that back? He said he likes to say personal things. You said that.
Parasite, first talked about on this podcast.
I was going
to
mention that.
I have to give you credit.
Wins the
unbelievable
Academy first? Award for Best Picture. Yeah, we were first to it about 2 weeks ago.
I never heard of it.
It's probably released 6 months ago.
I had never heard of it.
It did blow up
thanks
to the pod.
William McAvoy on Twitter, Rubber Boots Pod, told me about Parasite before the Oscars made it popular. They should have gotten on it. Honorable mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard that guy had a party, the director.
Oh, yeah.
He was like drinking all night or something.
Till morning.
On a
what a legend.
On that note, I compiled just before the show because Puffy had challenged me last week saying when I said that I'd watch more subtitled films than porn films in my life.
No
and he
way.
Said, you've never watched more than three
no
subtitled
way.
Films.
Three and a half is where I set the line.
All right. I compiled. This is a quick list, so this is probably not a tenth of what I watch. La Vita El Bella, A Beautiful Life.
Okay.
Beautiful movie. Tragic movie. Run, Lola, Run. Everybody's seen Run, Lola, Run. Amazing subtitled German film.
Really?
The Lives of Others.
It's a good one.
City of God. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
City of God is subtitled?
Pan's Labyrinth.
So
love that
only
film.
Only seen all the
La
movies.
La Femme Nikita.
You're
Amelie.
You're naming like Academy
Cinema
Award.
What about
Cinema Paradiso?
What about A Tu Mamma Tambien?
A Tu Mamma Tambien, I've seen that one.
Movie.
Yes, that's an awesome movie. That's the one with the two kids and the girl in Mexico.
And the older lady, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then Mamacita.
His name? He's actually popular. He actually got into more mainstream movies.
Oh. Like Water for Chocolate? Lester, have you just tuned us out?
I was just thinking that we should hear Puffy's list.
Lester told us that he was going to get in touch with the a closed captioning representative.
Which I did.
Perfect. He was very confident from what I remember.
And ask us how they did closed captioning for porn. How did that go, Lester?
Here is what happened. I called my friend who works for the captioning company.
Mm-hmm.
She says at one point they were talking to an adult film company about doing it.
Oh.
And they had some type of tentative agreement in the place, but then they pulled out.
Oh, snap.
So they could not.
Is that a good what joke? She said?
What was that? What was that review you were talking about, Christoph, about our podcast?
Oh, our podcast being reviewed on iTunes.
So it was another Bright Eyed Dougie bad review that you got.
Yeah, it was.
It's labeled Two Old Men.
Ooh.
Two old men desperately wanting to be frat boy teenagers. This is a 1-star review. That's not wrong.
That's fair.
I don't know how
take
that's
that
one
puffy,
star,
Lester.
Though.
And who's the? Yeah, it's Lester and Stoff, right?
That's
no, I think he's talking about Bump and Lester.
That's
wow. Bump and Roddy.
I'm fine with that.
It's sad and pathetic.
That's aggressive.
That's kind of true as well.
Yeah.
James even spent an entire episode calling the emergency room Merge, like a 14-year-old girl would do.
A popular 14-year-old girl.
Someone who's got lots of friends.
When did I do that?
I never did that.
I've never used the term merge in my life. Yes. Emerge, I might have said.
I think it could have happened like in one of your many hospital tales. But
I would never say merge.
I don't think you would.
But even if you
so.
Did, what's the big deal?
And also, is he on like season 2?
But I would have made fun of him if he said merge, and I never did.
Right. That's odd.
So I don't think it happened.
Maybe it was with your black finger incident.
By the way, we should say we're not encouraging people to write bad reviews so that we will read them on the air.
We're going
to
start reading the good ones when they start piling
when
in.
When we get one, we're going to read it.
Equal opportunity.
We're going to read it.
Hang on,
and you'll get a free book from Jimmy.
How do I write a good review?
Jimmy will give.
I get a free book?
His new book.
Do I really get a free book?
New book.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
Book is coming out in the fall.
It's
very exciting. I'm almost there.
Is it? It's coming out in the fall.
Will you be giving out new books?
I will. I'm excited about this book. This is going to be the best book I've written.
Your first one was your best one.
I was asked to write the foreword.
It was good. I felt like I knew you better.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You don't have to raise
will
your hand.
Will you be sending the people that won books in the past that you haven't sent to the new book or the book you promised them? That's good right there, right? That's season 2. If that's not season 2, I don't know what is.
That's pretty good. Has anybody won on fandom? Does fandom still exist?
I don't know. I think
fandom?
We bought high on fandom.
Are you out there?
I see you do that.
We were really pumping his tires.
Reminds me of a very funny part on the Oscars when, what's his name, James Corden and...
Oh, yeah, they were the out actual, as cats. I never saw that bit. I just saw
they were dressed as cats, and they're like, the winner is, and then they have the seated mic, and they're like,
that's pretty good.
That was good.
The Josh
Gad when he was making fun of John Travolta before introducing Idina Menzel was hilarious too.
Yes.
Anyway, why don't we get to something called Things That I Saw on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Freaky pics, strange chicks, world affairs, polar bears, fake news, nice shoes, big boobs, jack dudes, all of these things and more as I sat on the shitter. Things That I Saw on Twitter.
Did you have time to print that out for me, Stoff? My phone's dying, but I...
What's wrong? You're having all kinds of trouble with your phone.
Mm. Yeah, I'm having some technology issues today. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Things That I Saw on Twitter. Oh, by the way, are we doing your XFL picks again this week?
Absolutely. We're red hot out of week one.
Okay, so remind me at the end of Things I Saw on Twitter to do.
I want to bet.
How did you do in week one? Should we wait to build up
the
drama?
Major unveil, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Trump tweets out a Curb Your Enthusiasm clip without understanding the context. I guess Larry was wearing that MAGA hat in the first episode of the season, and Trump thought it was a supportive thing, but in reality, Larry was wearing it to keep people away from
exactly.
him.
Exactly. It's very funny.
I love that. Dragon player swears in sideline interview. Do you have that sound stuff?
Yes, I do.
All right.
There's just a lot of chatter after play. We're trying to make some stuff happen, and they're doing a little extra pushing and shoving. We're trying to get our job done.
and they literally cut out the sound right after that, so nice.
So
a little missed.
You don't think that's what Vince is trying to do to get some headlines week one? He probably wouldn't.
I don't think he minded that. Like,
yeah. Why would you not? It's on the Rubber Boots podcast now.
Exactly.
Exactly. Speaking of the Dragons, is that the Seattle Dragons?
That's my team.
That's right. Have you adopted a team yet, Puffy? Did you wager at all in the XFL?
Barrett and I were gambling on the XFL this week, and we jumped on board with the Vipers franchise from Tampa Bay.
They did not do well, did they?
And then Barrett's like, these guys suck. We're changing. So we're open to suggestions, but we are leaning towards Dallas.
Come on the Dragon train, buddy.
No, we're Seahawks fans, so we don't want to...
Well,
don't you want
that 12th man advantage all year long?
Do you know CenturyLink, by the way?
Yeah.
The home of the Dragons and the Seahawks.
Well, it's the home of the Seahawks,
Sounders,
okay?
Sounders.
The Sounders, and then, of course,
it's
the Dragons.
It's going cashless. Start this weekend. There will be no cash in the stadium.
What do you mean? You
no
can't
money.
Do that.
What do you guys think about
that?
No money.
What do you mean Vegas does that? I give
Golden
money
Knights goes
all the
cashless,
time.
Doesn't?
No.
What are you talking about? There's
all
money
right,
all
see you guys later.
Why would you go cashless?
I think that's the world. I've gone cashless for like 5 years
but
now.
But say you just have a lot of money.
Ever try to get me to pay back something?
Sure, you tend not to have cash around.
No, I just not, but I'm not one of those guys.
Well,
I just never have cash.
But then say the machines go down. That happens sometimes. Technology
it
loses.
Exactly. I was on the way to J&Dan last night. Mm-hmm. I stopped for gas, and they were cash only because their system was down.
Wow. Boom.
Well, they did it at Oktoberfest the last couple of years at one of the fest halls at Oktoberfest in Kitchener.
Oh, yeah?
Cashless. You have a wristband. So you think fill up.
You pay.
Stop makes a great point.
Like you go to
so you just go and you... It comes off you, and it has a running total, and you can fill it up at regular.
But again, machine. I ask, what if the technology goes down?
Yeah. It never did, so I kept trying.
Hey, you're just one of those like wise.
Listen, I'll say this. I will say this. All just to close this loop on the cash list, and that's not way because I'm thinking in a certain way.
Serious
but to be
master.
Honestly, to be honest, cashless is not going to work on the street, and I'll leave it at that.
You should never say to be honest.
What is that?
Because that would refer. That you're not being honest the rest of the time.
That's right.
It's a good little vocabulary lesson for you.
That
Thank
is.
You very much.
Take that with you.
To be honest, I love you. new Tyrannosaurus species found in Canada.
Really?
This is from the Edmonton Journal. A fearsome lizard with a name meaning Reaper of Death is the first Tyrannosaurus species to be identified in Canada in 50 years, say researchers with the University of Calgary and the Royal Tyrrell Museum, which I've been to, by the way.
As a kid?
Yeah, because it's right in the middle of the Badlands. Have you ever been to the Badlands in Alberta?
Is that
it's like you've
the
left
Bruce Springsteen song?
It's like you've left another country. The Badlands, it looks like you're on another planet.
Really?
The Badlands. Really? Or in Dakota.
Is that where the dinosaurs all were? In the Badlands?
I'm guessing so, because that's where they have the museum.
Because Alberta had a lot of dinosaurs, right?
Didn't Stoff ask you to do a dinosaur hypothetical for him this week?
Yes, he did.
Should we go right to that?
Puffy's hypotheticals, who really gives a crap? All the ladies want to hear is the Rod Smith recap. Blah, 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 blah. Roddy is the best. The best.
I had a few readers again asking for Roddy. We really got to get Roddy on. Yeah. You want to go run into the room and see if he wants to come on?
Yeah.
That would kick you off.
Yep.
Nope. See if he's got 5 minutes.
Not going.
Stevie's got five minutes.
He has 5 minutes.
5 minutes to come on.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, you can still come back. You guys can share a mic. It's Bump. Okay. He's now our go boy.
Does that door lock?
Get me a donut.
So my hypothetical is,
it's brought to you by the our friends at the Weimar and idrinkcoffee.com. I have not been good with the sponsor mentions lately.
Yeah. If I paid you $500 million.
$500 million.
$500 million. Would you be willing to live in the world with dinosaurs? So like dinosaurs.
Our world right now?
Well, our world, but now there's dinosaurs thrown into the mix.
Like, how rampant are they?
They're everywhere. They're like dinosaurs, what they were before. They're like, they're on the streets, they're in the forest.
So they're crushing buildings constantly.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, those, the big pterodactyls are coming down, just picking people off.
But wouldn't they, like, would they just purge society within a few weeks? Do you think?
You think it would be that quick?
We would just...
There's like 6 billion people.
I just need to know the rules. Like,
we can fight back.
Yeah, the military, we'd get rid of all the dinosaurs because that's what... We'd kill them all, and then you'd have 500 million. So let's take that out. Just say that they exist. There's a fear of dinosaurs every time you're going on the street. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we can't purge the dinosaurs.
I didn't think this one through.
have you ever thought
we would murder the dinosaurs pretty quickly?
I like the one from season two where you do you sleep with your mother-in-law in your wife's body or your wife in your mother-in-law's body. You thought that one through?
Well, that one is also not that simple. you can't kill the dinosaurs, but they can kill us. I guess that's not
You're not
fair.
Supposed to ask questions.
I'm working my way through this one.
All right.
This one, Bump. For $500 million, would you live in a world with dinosaurs?
Where's Roddy?
Roddy is taping something on set.
Oh, he is working.
And yes, I would.
You would?
You would.
Yeah, easily. Even with protect yourself with $500 million.
What would you build, like a Jurassic Park type fencing around your compound? Mm-hmm.
I would definitely live in a castle. And it would have a really cool drawbridge.
Yeah, you want a moat. Yeah,
you would have to build yourself out.
A moat. But then I'd be worried about the pterodactyls.
That's the one. That's the wild card.
Netting.
The pterodactyl is the wild card.
Above netting?
Like an awning.
Yeah.
Need an awning.
True.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or you just pay them off.
This is Tri-Siri. You have pterodactyl awning?
Could you fly on
You could make a lot of money.
Like if you put a rope around them and like a saddle, do you think you'd be able to fly on there?
I can't see why not.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
This is right out of Game
of Thrones. With a saddle, you could ride on anything.
Awning?
I think so, yeah.
I couldn't find any matching places.
No.
Hold on, is it pterodactyl or
pterodactyl? I said pterodactyl,
no, it's pterodactyl.
But you didn't hear me.
Yeah, I thought it was pterodactyl.
I said
pterodactyl. The P is silent.
Yeah.
Silent P.
So everyone would live in the dinosaur world.
Yeah. And then you get bit, you end up in merge.
And we just lost the listener.
I gave them one more chance.
I don't think it would be worth the risk. Because, you're walking down the street, your puppy gets eaten by a little raptor, and then next
thing
you know,
the raptors would be tough when you're on the street.
Wow, very much so. I don't like Brooksy's chances.
I just travel in one of those little balls like they had in Jurassic World.
The balls got smashed.
Only cost you $50.
You
can afford one
by
of those.
The whatever-osaur.
This T-Rex,
that big one
it?
That... the one they concocted in the lab.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have any of those, the ones that they made.
No, it's traditional dinosaurs.
So like a raptor, raptors can't destroy that thing. There's no way they're too small.
Yeah.
You're safe from the raptors. They might knock you around a bit, but eventually they'll let you.
Well, my question is this. If we're talking about dinosaurs being on the 407, what lane do you drive in then?
Dude, if there's dinosaurs on the 407, I'm not paying to use that highway.
That reminds me of somebody else wrote this week on the Rubber Boots Pod Twitter account, and it was video of somebody going down the wrong lane of a highway, and the guy just wrote, "I think Brooksy was onto something," because they were in the other lane. So I'm trying to find it. Stop.
You're
have
going
to
the wrong way.
Edit this down.
Edit point.
I didn't find the tweet. I found one from Ben Hoyt that says, "I'm an ENT surgeon in Fredericton, I have no idea why I listen to the pod, but I do. Thank you, Ben. As an ENT, I am a vertigo expert. You guys clearly are not vertigo experts. Oh. I'd be happy to be a guest on the pod.
Let's have him.
To give you some learning. He actually added a D in there, learning.
Okay. Nice. Yeah,
that's good. He can teach us all about emerges.
Did we talk about vertigo? My father-in-law still has it.
We talked about vertigo last week?
Yes, we did.
I have no recollection
of
that.
You're on the show.
What does ENT mean, surgeon?
Ear, nose,
ear, nose and throat.
Ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Oh. No. Yes, ear, nose, and throat. Yes.
You were gonna
what did you say? What did you say?
Emergency nocturnal Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I think this guy's a dinosaur.
Do you want to give your...
Are we calling this guy?
Not right now. I don't have his number.
Let's cold call. Cold call him. That'd be awesome.
He'd be super badass.
Did you want to give your XFL picks? Did we have a theme for that yet?
Of course. Does do you the NFL?
No, we do have the theme from last week.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Stop XFL picks.
There's a brand new league on the scene. Stoff is going to pick him. He's had his dream. He's a visionary when it comes to football bets. So listen up. Good.
That was it.
That looks like that sounds like Survivor. The theme from Survivor.
It did
actually.
Is somebody getting voted off today? Am I getting voted off today?
The Survivor show
today and every day of the day after that.
Jeff Probst is going to have a word.
XFL picks. Well, how did you do last week? How many? You picked 4 games.
I picked 4 games and I nailed one of them.
Which one did you get right?
25% rule.
It was the second game of the weekend.
Was it a full out win or did you just cover the spread?
It was a win and a cover. So, all right. The other ones, not so much.
All right, so 25%. That's
I'm
not bad.
I'm confident that I'm going to flip it in this week.
All right,
I'm
what do you got?
3 for 4.
What do you got,
kid?
I won't
tell you which ones.
All right.
All right, so we got the
NY. Is this the new risky business? With stuff?
Yes. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Miss you, Schulte.
All right, so we got New York at DC. Both teams played well last week. The Guardians D look phenomenal. I'm going New York +5 points.
Okay.
Then you got the Vipers at my Seattle Dragons. Obviously, I'm a little biased, so I'm taking Seattle +2.5.
All right.
We got the Dallas Renegades at the LA Wildcats on Sunday. Both teams coming off of ugly losses. Dallas was the only home loser, and they'll look to make things respectable. I'm looking at them by 4.5 points. And then St. Louis Battlehawks at the Houston Roughnecks. I'm taking the Roughnecks by 8.
Wow.
Did you see LA fired their defensive coordinator after one game?
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
How bad? I have no,
Pepper Johnson.
No confidence.
It was Pepper Johnson,
team.
Former Giant?
Wow. Yep.
Who's that's the head coach? Is essentially, Jim Zorn?
What did they lose by?
They lost 37 to 17.
Yeah, it was
they lost big that one. That's what I watched.
I'm just now. You guys just got me reading. I don't know if it's because I'm just disinterested in the pod this week, but just reading.
Host.
I'm reading all the mentions for the first time. Matt Kasanoff says, "Is it possible NyQuil doesn't even treat sickness, but is instead some kind of wild dream drug?"
Potential.
Always an exciting sleep on the quill. He's right. I have my craziest dreams on the quill.
The quill. That's that what we
the
call
quill.
It? The quill.
Did you get that?
Sometimes
that
you have too much quill and you go to merge.
That's the street name.
Yeah. Interesting.
In all seriousness. Now I'm totally self-conscious.
To be honest, in all seriousness.
The XFL is very, very heavily bet. It's a lot
was
of fun.
Hey, Lester, how did we do? Did it do okay on the ratings-wise on the weekends?
You know what?
It's on the TSN network.
I didn't get a chance to look, but I can tell you this. I have a lot of people that that mentioned to me within my family. Especially
it's hard when you don't know the players and the teams.
No, but just
players. Andy Murray was the quarterback of the
Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray, also a player that was...
Andy Murray.
He'd be talking tennis. Andy Murray retired from tennis. 4-time Grand Slam champion, Andy Murray.
Damn it!
Quarterback.
You know what?
Eli Rogers, former Steeler, had a good game.
Yeah.
I finally realized the reason we had Bump here today. Nick Taylor winning at Pebble Beach on the weekend. And
I watched.
We were very excited. I watched every second of that, didn't you?
I was watching some of the Golf Channel coverage, and then there was a half-hour break where I couldn't watch anything.
That's true. There was.
And then it was back on the TV.
You know what made me happy? Did you hear...
The Canadian winning?
You know how Phil's got his people, and you know the gallery's cheering for Phil. So there was one loud guy in the gallery, and I don't know if you heard him, because the mics are pretty clear in this thing, and there wasn't huge galleries at Pebble. So when Phil made a putt, the guy's like, come on, Phil, you got this guy, right? And then on the next hole, Taylor missed. And the guy said, it's only Pebble Beach, Nick. It's not like it's an important tournament, it's only Pebble Beach. Like he was trying to rattle him.
Wow.
And 2 holes in a row, clearly the same guy, the same voice. And so my whole time, when Nick chips in at 15, I was like, screw you, buddy. Let's hear you now. I wanted to fight him. I want to fight him through my TV, and he was a faceless voice out there.
You know what? Let me ask you this. I mean, I've never been to a live golf thing, mm-hmm. but isn't that very inappropriate for him to heckle a guy to that degree?
But that's drunken, and that's sort of Phil fans. No offense to Phil. Right. Like, Phil's kind of the everyman that like him and everything. Although I would love, the Phoenix Open is kind of like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But don't you think there should be, take the Phoenix Open one further step. There should be a tournament where you can just yell whatever you want at whatever time. Like in their backswing, like the guy in Happy Gilmore.
You suck.
You suck.
You jackass.
Don't you think like that would separate? Because some guys can't handle it, right? Some guys, if you hear a camera frame. So, but if you could yell whatever you wanted at whatever time. You know, all the guys in his backswing.
Isn't that a little bit dangerous?
Why?
Because if these guys, like, all of a sudden you get in the guy...
you're snap-hooking one into the gallery. The crowd.
Well, if you're going to be in the gallery and you're going to say things, that's part of the deal you sign up for.
I guess that's kind of like, you know those, like, rally races where they're, like, on the dirt?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then, like, the fans are literally, like, 10 feet, like, they're, like, that's right stupid. There. And then the car wipes out. It's like, it's going to take out 47 people.
It's happened.
But I would like to see a golf tournament like that. They have to be reasonable. You can't swear at the guys. It's a television program. But you can yell and try and... hex them any way you want.
Isn't that what the Phoenix Open is?
No, but they it's only on one hole for
16. They do that.
On 16. Yeah. 16. Yeah. Maybe bleeds into 17.
Yeah.
But they are loud all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nuts. I went there the year that the Super Bowl was in Phoenix. I probably talked about it on the pod. So I spent a day on the 16th hole. And the two things I remember are...
I'd like to go.
There was about 12 Saskatchewan Rough Rider jerseys. Like spread out through the crowd. That was weird. And just also how funny they were because they said
where they're from.
They're not just chanting, like they chant original slams. Like Mickelson was going bald. I didn't realize he's got a bald spot.
Yeah.
And so it was when he's walking up, they're chanting, bald spot, bald spot. Yeah. I never heard that.
Wow.
I didn't even notice it
before.
Yeah,
they do their research. Man. Yeah,
what I think ruthless. Should happen here is that we have the AEW, which is the All Elite Wrestling run by the Khan family, and they should start the XPGA.
Right.
Right? To rival.
James Conn?
To somewhat rival.
You could have another tournament with dinosaurs. Imagine that.
This for the win.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
A pterodactyl's got him.
His arm. He ripped off his arm in mid-swing.
And actually, Pebble would be a good place for that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you could see the pterodactyl coming over the horizon.
And you can't. And you can't. Awnings? No awnings at Pebble. No awnings.
This is the best idea since Murder Island.
Would you be willing to play that event? If the winning purse was like,
I feel like people are missing my flapping of my pterodactyl wings.
This is more gyrating as far as we're concerned.
Is that bigger than a pterodactyl?
What I'm doing?
Yeah.
No. A pterodactyl would have like three times this
wing. Absolutely.
They're
that big?
They're massive.
Oh, man, that would be scary.
Didn't you see the pterodactyl wings they had on the Flintstones? Look how big they were.
Mm-hmm. It's a cartoon.
But that would be awesome. Like Kevin Streelman's about to like... Pot off the fringe on 18, and boom, pterodactyl takes him.
Yeah, it would be pretty good.
Hurts his FedEx ranking.
I wouldn't want to see that live.
And he's dead.
He ends up in Emerge.
Ready to putt.
Oh, no, pterodactyl's got him. It's a disaster. Oh, my God.
Jim Nantz is good. He would nail the call.
He would be awesome at it.
Then he gets taken away by a pterodactyl.
Would they do that, though? Would they be very calm?
You'd have to put a big awning.
What?
Would they be very calm?
Jim Nantz would. Jim Nantz would be like, he would be.
Give me a little Jim Nantz. I'm trying to.
All right. Let's send it over at 15 right now.
Is that Johnny Cash or Jim Nantz?
Over at 15.
Over at 15, Jordan Spieth.
That's Jim Nantz. That's good. That was good.
He nailed it.
Just cracked back into the top 50. Needs this for birdie to move within three of the lead. Oh dear, that's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's taken off an arm. Jordan Spieth will now play left-handed. He's got it to 3 feet. Nick?
That's pretty good. Pretty good, Jim.
Bravo.
Nicely done.
You could do golf.
I should be doing. I do golf,
but I mean like play by play.
Sometimes at the Masters, when Mr. Noodle slides me over, like I'll get to do like one putt. You know, I'll talk before I let the real commentators take over because we have 4 hours of bonus coverage of the Masters.
Really?
When you're running around the course, which this year with four Canadians, you'll be all over the place.
Yes,
this is very true.
Puffy. This will be Puffy's greatest test at the Masters.
That's right.
That's right. Will you be able to focus and burn
running around?
Yeah, we should explain. So at the Masters, listeners. Puffy is out there with a camera operator, and he's shooting all the Canadians because they don't always show all the Canadians on the Masters. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm on the air. We have those bonus feeds, and I bounce back and forth between them. This year I'll just do all the play-by-play. We'll just kill the sound.
I think the sound.
Why wouldn't you?
So what would like
you'd be really good.
I would
good.
Love to hear you do play-by-play for golf. I think it would be absolutely fantastic.
This year, what will Lester and I be doing at the Masters?
You guys will you'll be
making
at the house.
Making us sandwiches?
I will say this for
us. I will make a pimento cheese sandwich.
Make a pretty mean sandy.
I think we're done because we got to get out of here. Puffy and I got to get to a meeting. We got to do a hockey game tonight. I felt like this was... That's two straight weeks we've been very loose.
Yeah.
Can Staff fix it in post?
Yes. Hopefully.
And of course, we'd like to thank our sponsors, iDrinkCoffee.com. edit point.
Weimar. Staff, can you take out, as a challenge this week, could you edit this podcast and it's as if Bump wasn't there?
That's so hurtful.
I don't know how much will be left given the times he was talking over everyone else.
Exactly. That's why I do it, so you can't take me out.
It's a very smart approach.
It is. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks for listening. We'll try to be tighter next week for you.
So, are we still off air right now?
We stopped podcasting for a while there.
How are you? I got a question that I really want to ask you. Wait. Don't hang up. I need to know, so I'm gonna try and push my luck. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, or black or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Do you like the dunk tank at the fair?
Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight?